Okay, today's daf is Maisras, daf Lamed Ches, 38. It is the last couple of lines of the fourth parak, getting into the fifth parak of Meseches Maisras. So we are on Lamed Zayin Mabez, discussing Evyonos, right? Remember, we're talking about types of growths that have Iker items on them and Tufel items on them. So if you have the fruit, the Evyonos are the fruit of the caper bush, as is called. So you have the Evyonos and the Kafrisin and the stems and the outside. So I think that's where we are up to. We're just speaking about the, according to Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, the Kafris and the Tmiros and the Timros are all called one min, and your Maaser from one on the other, because those are both secondary parts, and you can be Maaser one to the other. But regarding the Evyonos, the berries in them, so that's the Iker. So you can't be Maaser from the berries for any of the other secondary items or vice versa. Evyonos, and we're talking about the Evyonos themselves, says the Gemara, Nosnin Alehen, Chumre Ilein V'Chumre Zarin. You give them the Chumra of trees and the Chumra of seeds. Right, we know there are different halachas, right? Trees go after, in terms of maaseres, you go after chanata. You go after when they blossom. And when it comes to zroim, when it comes to vegetables, you go after lakita, when they're harvested. So these evyonos are kind of like the Gemara says elsewhere by esrogim. It has different elements. Therefore, it says here, the Gemara says that you give the chumras for both. V'layda mile, right? L'may nafgamina. V'layda mile, l'may nafgamina. What's the difference in halacha? Shem haisa shniya nechnesas l'shlishas. That if it's second year going into third year, so you don't know, the chanata, it blossomed in the second year, and it was harvested in the third year, let's say these berries. And that's the difference, because we know the Shemitah cycle is made up really of a mirror image of each other twice. Year 1, 2, and 3, year 4, 5, and 6. Right? 1, 2, 4, and 5 has Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And that's 1, 2, 4, and 5. And then year 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani instead of the Meiser Sheni. Those kind of mirror images. 1, 2, and 3, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. That's what we had back in Shvius or so. What happens in Shvius if you have a situation where you're going to take off Meisers? Which one do you take off? As well, like in Sichon and Og and the outer, you know, lands. Edom, and there's a Mishnah Yisin Yadayim that we discussed them. So here, we give the Chumrah of both, and it's going from 2 to 3. So what do you do? How do you treat something as Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani? So what do? You designate it. You're Mafrish, you say it's Meiser Sheni, then you switch the Kedusha from Meiser Sheni fruit onto the money, Upodehu, and then that money can be brought up to Yerushalayim and that's Kedusha, and the fruit now are Chulin. So what do? You give the fruit to the Ani, Benosel Ani. So that's why this fruit, you cover yourself. Either way, it's Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. And that way, both of them are taken care of. Sometimes we have berries have certain low-level, you're not sure which one, they grow physically low, but you're not sure, let's say Hilchas Brachas also, what to make on them. Even if berries, we're going to learn soon, that have all the elements of a tree, but it could be because they grow low to the ground, you know, that also, for Hilchas Brachas, there are some poskim that say, if it grows very low to the ground, you'll make a Hadamah, even though it has all the elements of being a fruit, as we'll get to that definition of Hashem in a few minutes. Just think this Safek, that's the Halacha Lamaskana, the Rama Paskin is like this Chumra. Right, in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, in the first parak, the Rambam says, Ha'evyonos shel tzlaf, nosnin aleyen chumrei ilan v'chumrei zran. Right, these berries of the caper bush, l'maskana, we are machmir. Shem hayu, mishana shniya shenichzu l'shleishis, v'nilkudu kodem chamisha asar b'shvat, and they're harvested before tu b'shvat, ma'frishin meiser rishon, v'yachar kach ma'frish meiser acher, u'podeyu, v'yachar shabodeyu, nosu l'aniyim b'ochel b'deonu b'toras meiser sheni, v'nimsa kemisha hifrish meiser sheni u'meiser ani. Right, and that way, it's ki'ilu, you were ma'frish meiser sheni and meiser ani. The Ravid is not happy about this Rambam, because he feels like this Tosefta that's being quoted here is really reflective of a shita of Beis Shammai. And we don't pass like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is clear what he holds. Shana Hamachaber Azeke Beis Shammai Sheoser Oso Safek Dilu Beis Hillel Ilan Gamarhu Viamrina Bebrachas Dafilu Bechutzlaris Lo Avdina Kavasayu. So the Ravid thinks that this sheet is like Beis Shammai, quoted in Maseches Brachas, and doesn't know why the Rama would be asking that way, but the Rama paskins that way. He does not think that this is similar to the case that we're about to quote from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. This Tosefta says the, or Mishnah discusses this in Kilayim also. Hatzlaf, third to last line. Beis Shammai Omrim, Kilayim Bekerim, Ve'eno Kilayim Bezroim. Right, Beis Shammai holds, it's talking about the same thing. The Tzlaf, the Evyonos are the berries on the Tzlaf bush. Right, so the Tzlaf, this caper bush, Beis Shammai Omrim, Kilayim Bekerim. Beis Shammai says, it is Kilayim in a Kerim, which means a Kerim is Kilayim with Yurakos, not with Ilanos. Remember, trees, other trees, and Kerem is not Kilayim. Trees are only Kilayim. We discussed this at length in Kilayim when they're grafted together. Trees have to be grafted together for that to be Kilayim. All other Kilayim apply to Tvua, apply to Yurakos. There's different types of Kilayim as we discussed then. But that's what, if you remember, some of the details in the first parak of Kilayim. Kilay ha'ilanos harayim bechlal mashenem rasot chalos Isra. Kilayim. Ha'ketzad. Ha'markiv ilan be'ilan. What's Kilayim for trees? Harkava. If you have an apple tree planted next to a vineyard, that's not Kilayim. It's not Kilayim if it's an Elon. So Amark of Elon be Elon. Kon jihirk of Yichor shall tapuach be Esrog, go Esrog be tapuach. Harez alokam in a Torah. Bechal makom be in ba'aretz be in b'chutz la'aretz. Harkava, grafting together. That's Kilayim of trees. Vechen Amark of Yerek be Elon, o Elon be Yerek, lokam ikal makom. If I graft a vegetable with a tree, or a tree with a vegetable, right? That's the, when it comes to trees, and then the earlier, Kilay Zroim, that's mixeding. But again, that's what the Beis Shammai says here. Beis Shammai says you gotta be machmir. Kilayim Bekerem. Beis Shammai says that the Tzlaf is Kilayim Bekerem, meaning you don't treat it as a tree. Right? Maybe it's considered Zroim. And the Eno Kilayim Bezroim. Our Girsa is Eno Kilayim Bezroim. Right? The why is that? Let's look at the Marafolda. Kilayim Bekerem. Brachas Lamed Vav. Makshina Rachel Asefa, Kilayim Bekerem, there's a, right, this, right, how do you understand Beis Shammai's, I'm sorry, I skipped. Go to the second line, in the second word line in the Mara folder. He quotes, Bavli Sham, Mashba Disifuki Misafki Lula Beis Shammai, Im Min Ilan O Min Zroim. Right, it's Mashba, or Machba, Beis Shammai is not sure. Safik Min Ilan or Min Zroim. Vekan Mashba Devade Min Zroim. But here it sounds like it is Min Zroim, right, because it's Kilayim Bekerem, and it's not Kilayim Bezroim. V'chalasugi gamke b'kilayim. Hatzlaf, v'chulu, and he continues, he describes what Hatzlaf is. Kilayim Bekerem, he quotes from the Gemara in Brachas, isn't this a problem? Kilayim Bekerem, Kilayim Bezroim. And Kilayim Bekerem, alma min yereku, because vegetables planted in a kerem is Kilayim. V'hadr tani, elu v'elu modem shachay ba'arla alma min ilanhu. U'mishani, beishamai sifuki misafki luhu. V'hachaluchumra, v'hachaluchumra. Beis Shammai is not sure. That's what the Rava was upset about. How the Rambam passes like Beis Shammai, but the Gemara there in Brachas says that Beis Shammai is not sure. So we're machmir on all sides, and therefore the Mara Folda takes out the last line of the Eino Kilayim Bezroim Lo Garsinan. Right? He's not goris there because you just have to be machmir across the board. Says the Mara Folda, and therefore he takes out that last line. The Rasilio does not think you have to take out that last line because if you remember, we discussed. And in detail in Maseches Kilayim, that there's different definitions of the Isser by each of the Kilayim. Kilay Zroim, Kilay Kerem. Kilay Zroim, a lot of it has to do with what it looks like. Does it look like the Din of Maris Ayin on a Daraisa level? Does it look like it's mixed in together? So, explains the Rasilio here, even if you're Machmir, it does not look like, it's not Misarev with Zroim, right, this Tzlaf. And therefore, it is not going to look like Kilayim, and that's why Beis Shammai says, Eino Kilayim Bezroim, even if you're Machmir, not sure what it is. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Eino Kilayim, Lo Bekerem, Lo Bekerem, Velo Bezroim. The Beis Hillel does not assume it's Kilayim in either one, because it's considered a tree, which is only by grafting. Good. Tani Rav Chanana Bar Papa. Eshu Ola, once we're talking about, you're not sure what the tzlaf is it a Elon, is it a Yerek? So let's get to some definitions. Tani, Rabbi Chanana Bar Rapapa. Es, or Chanina Bar Papa. Eshu Olamigizo, when the leaves grow from the trunk, the geza, above the ground, min ilan, that's called a tree. What's called a tree? What's called a vegetable? So says the Gemara, one definition, if it grows from the geza, it's a tree. Misharashav, if the leaves and stalks grow out from the roots, which are under the ground, min yerek, that's a vegetable. So if you have a potato, the potatoes are growing from under the ground, and that's a vegetable. If you have an apple is growing from the branches that are above ground, right? So that is a tree. That's the chiluk between the two. It says the Gemara, Hativon arei hakruv olam migizo. What about cabbage? Cabbage grows above the ground, and yet it's a vegetable. Kan bevade kan besafek. No. You only look at this rule if you're not sure what it is. You know cabbage is yirakos. You know it's cabbage is yirakos. So that's interesting. This rule seems to be a siman more than a siba. Right? If you don't know, but if you know for sure, then this doesn't determine it. Which is interesting then, because then cabbage violates the rule, but it's not a problem, because you know cabbage, how do you know cabbage is yerek? So there are other formulations which are probably more popular. The Rishonim in Maseches Brachas discuss what is the definition between a fruit or a vegetable. If you look in the Mordechai in Maseches Brachas, Mordechai in Brachas, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and the other Rishonim, also Tosfos already discusses. Tosfos in the Andaf Mem in Maseches Brachas talks about tutim, which we translate as strawberries, some types of berries. Mehacha nira de tutim v'chayotzimem tzrichin levarech alem bori priya eitz. Shari derecha eitz lehiskayim yomim rabim. Because the tree lasts many days. V'chishakel ha-pri b'shana zu hader asi pri b'oso ha-eitz atzmo. Right, the tree lasts for the following year. And that's how the Gemara here and the Mordechai expands on it. That's how you determine the difference between a tree and a vegetable, at least for Hilchas Brachas. Right? Does it regenerate itself? The tree stays, you know, the main tree stays throughout the year, even in the winter. And things just regenerate its growth. Right? Similar to what we said here, it grows from the branches and not from the roots. Growing from the roots would be another way of saying the whole thing disintegrates underground and then it regenerates the whole thing every year. But this Tosas, I'm still quoting Tosas and Brachas Daf Mem, quotes a raya from Yerushalmi Kelayim to Bavarchal. Maybe you should make Adama on berries to Kamar Hasam Hahigin Vatadim in Elon Veinim Kelayim Bekerem. Continues similar to a Gemara that we have. So Rishonim discuss what exactly are the rules. If you look at the Mordechai, like I just said, Mordechai there in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Kasa b'tshuvas ha-gaonim, Kol Ilan the Yavish b'sisva, v'kalu gevazei, v'tarfi legamri b'choref, right? Any tree that totally dries out and is dead, I shouldn't say tree, growth. Any growth that totally dries out in the winter and then regenerates itself, v'hadr pare misharashav, and then grows again from its roots every year. Mavarchan al peirosa bari pri adama, right? That's a bari pri adama. That's a vegetable, and that's generally the rule that's quoted in the poskim. V'kal hecha di shakli lepeira isa legavza v'hadar mafik pri. But if you take some fruit off and then it's going to reproduce from those branches that you see, that is a bari pri ha'etz. That's what the Gaonim quoted in the Mordechai, and that's what we quote halacha lemaisa in terms of fruits or vegetables. That's why the rules are generally, right, all berries are ha'eitz except for strawberries, which are ha'dama. Some items are interesting as a discussion in the postgame. What about hearts of palm? Question about the bracha on hearts of palm. So I think in the Sefer Zosa Bracha, he quotes three reasons why it should be ha'dama. But one of the reasons is that, first of all, it's not a pre-ha'eitz. It's not a, right, it's not a fruit of the tree. It is the tree. Right, it is the tree. Like you cut open the tree in order to get the kill the tree in order to get the heart of the palm, the heart of the palm. So number one, it's not the pre-ites; it is the ites. Number so you can't say pre-ites. So number two, the tree doesn't last mishana lashana. Right? Why? Because you have to kill the tree in order to get it out. So it's not exactly the same as regular. It dies every year, but it has that parallel. So for a number of reasons, and also if you ever have a suffix, whether ha'ites or adama, you always make adama, which is the more inclusive. Which is the more inclusive. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hadron Alach HaKovish HaSholek. Remember, this parak started off on Daf Lamed Beis, where we had the Brisa that discussed the six events that were Koveya Midrabanan. Next parak. Ha'oker Shesolim B'toch Shalom. The parak starts off, I think this is the last parak. Last parak in Maseches Maestros. Ha'okir shesalam bitoch shalav. Somebody has little saplings, and I uproot them, because I'm going to replant them in my garden. Ha'okir shesalam bitoch shalav, the Marafol that says, nitios. They've grown a little bit. I put him in a different place. Why do you do that? This was the way that they grow very near each other, but then they need more room for each other. They're going to thicken, and therefore, they misabin u misrachvin u misgadlin, says the Mara Fulda. You want to give them more space. Maybe you start growing them all in one area. It's easier for you. You can water them in that area. Right? And then you take some of the middle ones out and you put them somewhere else. Vinotela tok shalo. And then I replant them in my own yard. Pater, I don't have to take, it grew a little bit already. So I don't have to take off maestros. Sakovela maestros before I replant them in the ground. I'm pater. The Mara Fulda, afilu ro pnei bayis. Right, even if maybe you had to take them through the garden or whatever it is, doesn't matter. There was no gemar malacha, and therefore it is pater from maestros. If you happen to sell this at this time, then you would. Then you would. It sounds like only if you're planting it betoch shelo. But if you sell it, then maybe you would be koveya, and that would go like the shita of Rabbi Meir we had earlier, that Rabbi Meir's koveya la maestros, mecher is koveya la maestros, even by a davar shelo nigmar malacha. But here, if you're just replanting it, then it is... it is not going to be chayef. Are you allowed to replant if it's already grown a little bit? It's already grown, we're not talking about something that totally didn't grow. It's a sapling. It's growing. Maybe it has a little fruit on it. So you let it replant tevel? So it's not called tevel yet. But it's going to be tevel. So generally, the Tosefta says, in Demai, you're not allowed to plant tevel. Not allowed to plant tevel. That's the Tosefta in Demai in the first parak. Various reasons why you're not allowed to plant tevel. Maybe tevel is asur bahana. By planting it, you're getting hana. Or you're getting hana from the tevel. Or maybe you're being mafsid, the chumas and maestros that are in the tevel. Remember, the part of the isra of tevel is the chumas and maestros that are inside. That's not the only reason, because we know that Tosas asked that kasha in Yevamos. You can't, a kohen can't eat tevel, even though he's allowed to eat chumas. But the planting might cause a loss. There's other reasons given, but here it's not a problem. You're planning to give betok shalo, your pater. Halakach be mechubal karka pater. If you sell something while it's still mechubal karka, then pater. There's never a chiv of maestros when something is mechubal karka. Even if you want to say like the sheet that we just mentioned, that mekach is koveil a meiser, even by a dover that's lo nigmar malacha, but that's not if it's still attached. If it's still attached, it's not in the world yet of chumas and maestros. Right? Halakach be mechubal karka, pater. Lokat lishloach lechaveiro pater. What if I gather something to send to my friend? Right, I gather some of these shtilin, right, these little saplings to send to my friend. So also pater, there was no gemar malacha yet. This is according to the opinion that matana is not kemecher, and we had a machlokas about that earlier. Whether giving is kemecher, we spoke about whether this has the same halacha as the yovel. We had 2 days in the Gemara whether matana is kemecher, but here the shalom chaver pater, it's pater. You might ask, but 1 second, didn't we have 4 days ago that if you put it in a basket for your friend, so then it's already koveya the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Dalid halokeach kalkala l'shalom chaver lo yochal ashiyaser. The Mishnah said 4 days ago, not so long ago, right? Daf Lamed Dalid. There you had it was by a davar shel nigra malacha. There it was vegetables. There it was cut. It was ready processed. So they're already processed. So if you're going to send it to your friend, so then that already shows chashivas. So you're going to have to take it off. But here it's not. Here you're talking about these shtilim. Maybe your friend's going to replant it, right? These little saplings. So laka lezor lechaveiro pater. There's no gemar malacha yet. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer im yesh kayotzi behenim karen bashuk harei lo chayavin. No, but there's a Maris Ayin issue. If some of these are sold in the marketplace, it's very common to sell these, and, you know, people take them as is, so that's Kilu, there is Gemara Malacha, and therefore, you'd be Chayiv, in that case, to be Mafish beforehand. Ha'oker lefetz vitzoros bitok shalo. Vinotea letok shalo lezera. So we're talking about things that you replant in your own garden. So if you uproot radishes or turnips in your own garden, and you're going to replant it, lezera, because you want it to harden and become seeds, chayiv mepneshu garnan. There, the akira that you did, that's the gemar malacha. Because once these harden, they're not going to be roi, they're not going to be edible at all. Right now, they're edible. Now you're making them unedible, so even though you're continuing the processing, you can't say there's going to be a gemar malacha later on, because this is the only edible stage that they're at. and therefore this must be Gemar Malacha, and therefore that's why you have to be Mafrish now. See what the Mara Folda, Mebreshu Garnan, Akirasanu Garnan. Taking these out, uprooting these from the ground is the Gorim, which is the final stage. Shein Lechem Garan Acher, Leschai B'Meiser. Right, there's no other stage that you're going to say, oh, then it's Chayav Meiser. No, this is the only edible stage that it's going to be hardened to become seeds. Right, the Zara and Potter from Meiser. Their Zara is not edible, and therefore it's going to be Potter from Meiser. Good. Bitzalim, each line here in the Mishnah talks about a different type of item. Bitzalim, Shehishrishu Ba'aliyah. I have onions. And where do you put the onions? Didn't have drawers in those days. I put the onions in my attic. And my attic had some dirt on the floor. So I leave the onions there. When I need some onions, I'll go up and get some onions. The problem is, if onions are in dirt, they kind of start sprouting, right? They kind of have those things that come out of the onions. So now, what is it considered? It's attached to the dirt. So b'tzalim sheishrishu ba'aliyah taru milatame. There's a special din. It's called mechubar for hilchus tuma v'tara. Right, there's a special drasha quoted from elsewhere. The Mara Fulda here quotes it. HaTorah ribsa b'taro zroim. Dechsiv al kol zera zeruah asher yizareah toharhu. For almost all halachas, it's not attached to the ground anymore. It's in the attic. But for this halacha, if it became tameh and you replanted it, so then it could become tar. Toharo milatameh. But for all other halachas, right, it's considered talush. Right, for Meiser and for Shvius, you don't say that the starting time starts again. Let's just finish the Mishnah and then we'll make a comment about that. Nafla le'ama poles v'hein megulin. What if a whole house collapses on a bunch of vegetables? And hein megulin. The bulbs are covered, but the leaves are revealed on top. So it's ke'ilu, it's in the ground. It's not like in an attic, but just a little dirt. But now there's a whole thing collapsed on it. So then, harihi k'netu basada. Then it's like in the field, because it's what they built houses from. They built it from dirt. It's like in the dirt. It's like in the ground again. So therefore, if you leave it there, I guess, like if you don't, like if you take it out right when the building fell down, you take it out, then we're not talking about that. But if you leave it there, so then it's kinetuim ba-sada. So it's interesting, the second to last line here in the Mishnah, which spoke about if something is in the attic, and it is in the dirt in the attic, that is considered mechubar for Tuma Vatara, but not for any other, all other halachas. The Rush has a tshuva. The Rush has a tshuva in Beis Dalad. Beis Dalad, the Rush has a tshuva. Bekerem anatu alagag, ubidin akerem kachu. People have vineyards on their roof. Vineyards on their roof. Bana tchila hagag bakoros gedolos, ubinisarim medubakim zebaze. You have a lot of boards. V'acharkach rotzvu kulo birovdin shel evan, stone. Umalu afar, and then on top of the stone you put dirt. V'nata karem, somebody has a vineyard on their roof. Maybe it grows better there. V'ra'ita ladamos la'atzitz she'eno nakuv. Maybe this is like in a flower. Probably know many halachas and many the sugis come up often. Atzitz nakuv, atzitz she'eno nakuv. This doesn't have any hole at the bottom, so it's like an atzitz she'eno nakuv. And therefore, it should be pater for chumas and maisers. Midar maisa. She pater mina chuma v'chinyi pater mina arla. Yirali says the Rush. Dekol ki agavna chayev b'chuma b'arla. It's chayev. What do you mean? It's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. You put the onions, the bulbs in the roof. It's considered talush only for tuma v'tara. But it's considered talush. The Rush says no. If you plant a whole vineyard on your roof with the dirt, with everything, it's considered ground. The low iri batamar liftar ella min hazarua to bedavar hamitaltel. If you go atzitzu svina, look throughout Shas, these sugyas, when do you say that something is called and can treat it like an atzitz she'eno nakov? If it's on dirt on a boat, or on dirt in a flower pot. That's where, that's not normal growing. And therefore, it's going to be pater. Velochiva hatar lahafish meiser latvua zarecha kederach sheolam zarin. The ain derach lezura b'davar amitaltel. It's not normal to plant in a boat. Aval shunakuv chashim mechub laaretz. If it's nakuv, even in those cases, it's called mechub laaretz because the sharashim yonkim yiskaimu milachluchis haaretz. It's connected to the moisture of the ground and it's considered hayotze hasodeh. Aval, skipping a line, aval b'nidon zeh shemile hagag ofar v'nata bo kerem shudavar kavua. Here, you basically move the ground up. You want to plant on the ground, but you basically are doing it on a higher level. So that's adiv tfeimei atzitz nakuv. Even though there's no hole between it and the ground, it's better than an atzitz nakuv. It's better, even stronger. It's more normal planting. V'afil Rabbi Shimon, The bedami la atis nakov ketalush lachol mili. Even Rabbi Shimon who says atis nakov is like talush, even if it's atis nakov, Rabbi Shimon holds that it is not considered connected to the ground. Mo dehachla, he would agree, say here that it is kemechubar lachol mili. Even he would say that it is more connected to the ground. Kivishu mechubar v'kavua v'yonik min haaretz v'ha'avir shatachas agag lo mechshav leketalush. But you have airspace under the ground, under the quote unquote ground, which is up top. Doesn't matter. That doesn't make it tallish. The gam derech olam is rokach. And people do this, and you're examples of this. And then he says, va'od tznan. There's a Mishnah in Maisris. Which Mishnah? Bitzalam sheshrishu ba'aliyah. And the Rosh knew the land of Maisris. Tara milatame nafala mapolas ve'magulan erikinatu and basade. Alma chazina. What do you see from the mapolas line? Afilu mapolas shenafala love me'elav. If a mapolas, it fell by itself. Uba aliyah havi kenatua basada kol shekein amachavein lita begag dechashiv kimechubar gomer lachomi lila arlo lechuma lehechshul tuma. That's the rush. So this has many ramifications for various halachas. If it's normal, it's in dirt. You put dirt up there to be like the ground. You just raise the ground. So is that called dirt? Right? They have nowadays. Especially in places in Eretz Yisrael, some places, they're running out of ground in certain cemeteries. So if you build a building with levels, like a building for kvaris, there's a special din of burying in the ground. Special halacha, or the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you got to bury in the ground. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Beis. Hanosin meis ba'aron velo kavro ba'karka over mishem melin es hameis. V'nasnu ba'aron v'kavru b'karka einu over alav. Mikol makom yafal kavru b'karka mamish afilu b'chuslaris. Okay, that's whether in the ground in a coffin or not, but that's a big discussion. So in some places in Israel, it's still connected, that they have the pillars of these buildings, but they have dirt in the pillars, which connect to the dirt on each of the floors. So it's in the airspace, but it's better than the case of the rush. Right, because here it's really connected to the dirt throughout. Like you'd say, it's called karka. There are other cases where other poskim are. There's a big discussion, and many are against it. If it's mamish, no karka, it's just in cement. But again, this idea is mentioned in other areas of halacha as well. So it's not just a question for hilchus tumah v'tahara and hilchus arla v'shmita, but it's a question for kvura. That's for kvura. Good. Ha'oker shalom mitoch shalom v'chulu. So we mentioned if you replant a little saplings within your own rishus, so then you're putter. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rishim ben Lakish. Rabbi Akiva. This is like Rabbi Akiva shita. T'tanina taman, because we learned back in the Mishnah in Peah, notel min hagoren. If I take some wheat from the threshing floor, vizoreya, I take wheat and I replant it. Upater min ha'maisrus. Hashem merech de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you can replant something and you're putter from ha'maisrus because meiruach didn't happen yet. Right, there's no issur to replant something if there was no gemar malacha. So Rabbi Rish Lakish says, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva. Right, replanting something that didn't have gemar malacha is mutter. So Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't have to be limited. Divrei Akali, our Mishnah could even be non-Rabbi Akiva. Why? Modim Rabbi Akiva, Chachamim Rabbi Akiva b'shtalim. The Chachamim could agree by little saplings. I'm not talking about wheat. By little saplings, the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Akiva that there's no issur to replant it. Ma ben chitim, ma ben shtalim. Why do the Rabbanan, in the Mishnah in Peah there, the Rabbanan say you cannot replant the wheat from the threshing floor. And here they would agree to the Mishnah in Maisris that it's okay. Chitim, gemar malacha, shtalim, ain't a gemar malacha. The wheat over there had a gemar malacha. When it was harvested and it was brought into the threshing floor, so that's a gemar malacha for the Rabbana. And that's why over there you cannot replant it. It's already tevel, chayv, and maestris. So the Mishnah in Peah, that's the machlokas, with Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether chitim already is considered to have gemar malacha. But here, by the Mishnah in maestris, shalim, there's no gemar malacha. The Gemara adds, modu Rabbi Akiva lachachamim, and Rabbi Akiva would agree the other way. Rabbi Akiva would agree to the Chachamim, belefes utsnonos, Shehein Pseidin. Lefes and Snonos, that's what we discussed in the Mishnah later on, right? The turnips and the radishes, right? The Rabbi Kiva would agree to the Chachamim, so those, they deteriorate, they become Nifsai when you put them in the ground, so you have to take off Maestros before you put it in the ground. Remember what we said before? If right now it's edible, and then it's going to become inedible, then you gotta take off the Tromus and Maestros now. right? Because this is it. This is the only chance you have. So Rabbi Akiva would agree in that case. So, says the Gemara, v'chita neinim seidim. What do you mean? When you put wheat in the ground, it does not become deteriorate? So the Gemara says, so meaning according to Rabbi Akiva, why shouldn't he say there's a chiv then? No. Chitim yeshlem goren acheres. Chitim have another stage. They have meruach, right? They have the time when you put it all into the, it'll be their Gemara Malacha. V'elu ein lam goren acheres. But these, the lefes and the snonos, don't have any other goren. Meaning, to put it together, there are three cases on the discussion here. There's the Mishnah in Peah. That's a machloket. That's about chitim. Could you replant the chitim? That's a machloket that we keep in the chachamim. There's the beginning of our Mishnah, the saplings. So that, everybody agrees, mutter. Right? There's the next line in our Mishnah about the snonos and the lefes. Everybody agrees, aser. Right? So those are the three cases. Our Mishnah is according to everybody. Right, the Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana. Look at Lishloch Lechaveiro. Our Mishnah said, if you gather something to send to your friend, then pater, right, because it didn't have Gemara Malacha yet. Rav Amar Hu Aser Lachol. Rav says, no, there is a situation where you can send it to your friend where it's Aser for you to eat. Even though you can send it, it's Aser for you to eat. When? Rav Shammai Amar Kumi Rav Yossi B'Shem Rav Acha. Mada Amar Rav Shechriso Lechatzer Beis Shmira K'Rebbe Meir. When did Rav say that it's Aser for you to eat it? Even though sending it to your friend would be okay, if you brought it through a chatzer, right? Rabbi Meir said, if you remember then, that you could replant it, you could send it to your friend to replant, but you can't eat it once it went through a chatzer. That was Rabbi Meir, that is Koveya. And I'm Rabbi Mana, Masisa Amarkein, Rabbi Mana says, the Mishnah sounds this way too. Why? Lokach be mechubu lekarka pater. Remember the Mishnah said, if you buy something that's still mechubar pater, habitalish chayev. But if it's detached, it would be chayef. It's detached, it would be chayef, even though there was no Gemara Malacha. Man isle mekach tova bepeir shlo nigra malachton. Who reflects that line of the Mishnah? That mekach would be tovel even if there is no Gemara Malacha? Look, Rabbi Meir. Wouldn't it be Rabbi Meir? So then that line of the Mishnah of b'mechubar is like Rabbi Meir, so it must be the previous line also. The diak is like Rabbi Meir. You can send it to your friend, but you can't eat it yourself. Is that going to hold up? Lamaskana? We will see. No. The Gemara is going to say maybe not. Maybe there's another way to understand it to the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Hashem, and we will continue next time.